How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
On a misty autumn evening in the rural town of Crestwood, Sarah Jennings, a 29-year-old local deputy, was patrolling the back roads. Known for her keen observational skills and a strong sense of duty, Sarah was a familiar and reassuring presence in the community. As she drove, her patrol car's headlights illuminated an unexpected sight, an abandoned car on the side of the road. The car, a blue sedan, was parked haphazardly, its driver's door ajar. Sarah pulled over, her instincts kicking in. It was not uncommon for cars to break down, but something about this scene felt off. Approaching the car cautiously, Sarah called out, but there was no response. The interior was in disarray, personal belongings scattered. The ignition key still in place, and the radio emitting a faint static buzz. There were signs of a struggle. The passenger seatbelt was ripped out, and there were scratches on the dashboard. Sarah radioed the station for backup and began to investigate the surroundings. The mist thickened around her. The woods bordering the road seemed to close in, creating an eerie, claustrophobic atmosphere. As she searched the area, she found a trail of personal items leading into the woods. A phone with a cracked screen, a torn piece of a shirt, and a photograph of a young couple. Sarah's sense of unease grew. It was as if the occupants had been dragged or had fled into the forest. Following the trail, Sarah heard soft, indistinct whispers among the trees. She thought it might be the wind, but the sound was unnaturally coherent, as if the forest itself was speaking. The trail led her to a clearing where the whispers grew louder. In the middle of the clearing, surrounded by a circle of stones, was a small, old doll. The doll's eyes were hollow, and its smile was twisted into a sinister grimace. As Sarah examined the doll, the whispers crescendoed into a cacophony of voices, speaking in unison. They warned her to leave, their tone menacing and urgent. The atmosphere grew oppressive, the air chilling. Ignoring the voices, Sarah picked up the doll. As she did, the forest erupted into chaos, the trees swaying violently, the whispers turning into screams. Shadowy figures emerged from the trees, their forms blurred and shifting. In a panic, Sarah ran back to her patrol car, the figures pursuing her. She reached the car and locked herself inside, her heart pounding. The radio crackled to life, a distorted voice speaking her name, urging her to look at the doll. In the story's terrifying climax, Sarah looked at the doll in her hand. Its eyes glowed with a malevolent light, and the car was filled with the sound of laughter, not that of a child, but something dark and otherworldly. The next morning, Sarah's patrol car was found by her colleagues, parked by the roadside. The driver's door was open, the radio silent, and the interior cold as ice. Sarah was nowhere to be found. The only clue was the old doll sitting on the passenger seat, its hollow eyes seeming to watch anyone who approached. Daniel Evans, a 37-year-old software developer with a penchant for routine and order, embarked on a road trip through the countryside to break free from his monotonous life. Daniel, analytical and methodical, planned his trip with precision, charting a route through scenic backroads. As he drove, Daniel enjoyed the changing landscapes and the sense of freedom. The road was less traveled, winding through hills and dense forests. It was a welcome change from the city's concrete and noise. However, as the sun began to set, Daniel noticed something peculiar. He drove past a distinctively shaped rock formation, a landmark he was sure he had passed before. Confused, he checked his GPS, but it showed his intended route with no indication of a loop. Shrugging it off as a mistake, Daniel continued, only to pass the same rock formation again after some time. A feeling of unease crept over him. He tried to turn around, but each time he did, he found himself back on the same stretch of road, passing the same landmarks. The sky remained in a perpetual state of twilight, neither fully light nor dark. Daniel's car radio began to act up, playing the same song on a loop. Time seemed to have stopped, trapping him in an endless cycle. Panicked, Daniel stopped the car and got out, hoping to get his bearings. But the landscape around him was unchanging, the rock formation looming in the distance. The air was unnaturally still, the silence oppressive. As he resumed driving, Daniel noticed other oddities. His fuel gauge hadn't moved, and his watch was stuck at 6:47 p.m. It was as if he was frozen in time, condemned to relive the same stretch of road endlessly. In desperation, Daniel tried driving off-road, through the forest, but invisible forces seemed to guide him back to the road, the car's path uncontrollably returning him to the loop. Night finally fell, and with it came a more sinister change. Shadowy figures appeared in the woods watching him from a distance. Whispering voices echoed around him, speaking incoherent words that sent chills down his spine. The loop became more menacing. Each time Daniel passed the rock formation, the environment grew darker, the trees more gnarled, and the figures closer. The air was thick with a sense of malice. Daniel tried to escape on foot, but the forest seemed to warp around him, always leading him back to the car, to the loop. The figures closed in, their presence overwhelming. The next morning, a local farmer found Daniel's abandoned car on the side of the road, the doors open, the interior covered in frost despite the summer heat. There was no sign of Daniel, no trace of where he had gone. Liam Brooks, a 39-year-old wildlife photographer with a love for adventure and the mysteries of the night, ventured into the remote wilderness of Blackwood Forest. Known for his fearless nature and impressive photography skills, Liam sought to capture the elusive nocturnal creatures that roamed the dense woods. Equipped with his camera and a powerful flashlight, Liam trekked into the heart of the forest. The night was moonless, the darkness almost tangible, with only the sounds of the forest breaking the silence. Liam was in his element, feeling a rush of excitement as he set up his camera equipment. As he ventured deeper, the forest's usual sounds began to fade, replaced by a suffocating stillness. An uneasy feeling crept over Liam, a sense that he was not alone. He scanned the darkness with his flashlight, revealing nothing but trees and shadows. Suddenly, his flashlight beam caught something unsettling. A face, not human, but not quite animal, staring at him from the darkness. It was pale, with hollow eyes and a wide, unnaturally stretched mouth. Startled, Liam blinked, and the face vanished. Shaken but determined, Liam pressed on, attributing the sighting to his imagination. But as he continued, the face reappeared, closer each time, emerging from the darkness like a nightmare made flesh. Its expression was one of hunger and malice, sending chills down Liam's spine. Liam realized he was being hunted by something otherworldly. He quickened his pace, hoping to find his way back to his vehicle, but the forest seemed to shift around him, disorienting him, leading him in circles. The face appeared more frequently, accompanied by a low, guttural growling that seemed to come from all directions. Liam's flashlight flickered, as if the presence was draining its energy. In a desperate bid for safety, Liam climbed a tree, hoping to escape the creature's grasp. From his vantage point, he saw the face below, circling the tree, its eyes fixated on him. As hours passed, Liam clung to the tree, his situation growing more dire. The creature waited below, patient and unyielding. Liam's flashlight died, plunging him into darkness, with only the creature's glowing eyes visible. In the story's harrowing climax, as dawn approached, the creature revealed its full form. It was a grotesque amalgamation of shadows and malice, its body twisting and contorting as it ascended the tree. Liam, paralyzed with fear, could only watch as it reached for him. The next day, a search party found Liam's abandoned camera equipment at the base of the tree. His vehicle was still parked at the forest's edge, but there was no sign of Liam. The only evidence of his encounter was a series of chilling photographs capturing the progressive approach of the face in the darkness.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.